Parshas Mishpotim, the Aloch of Eved Ivri. So like Rashi says, the Aloch of Eved Ivri in our Parsha is by Nimka B'Gnevoso. The Pasuk says, V'im Ein Loi, if he doesn't have the money to return, by Gneva, V'Nimka B'Gnevoso. He sold B'Gneva. So the Kli Chemda quotes Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch has the following. Minchas Chinuch has this Alocha, that if somebody went ahead and was Moide Shegonov. He comes, there was no Edim. He was Moide Shegonov. So he says like this, let me buy if the time when he was Moide Shegonov, that if he had money, he has to pay. Ah, lechore ein adam eitzim asorosho. We all know that the loch is oidoz baldin ke meidim damin. The Rishonim say, legabi chi of momen, you could be mechayv himself to pay. But the question is, so for zichar, if he was Moide, he was Gonov, he has to pay. And if he does, afterwards doesn't have the money, he's Nimka B'Gnevosoi. But he says, even in a case where he comes in and he doesn't have the money, so right away, when he's Moide Shegonov, when he's Moide that he stole, he's going to be sold B'Gnevosoi. So, but he's Neman. Ah, Lichoira is in Oda Mismas Merosha. It doesn't matter because a person is Neman, right? And so Minchas Chinuch is mistapek. Is he neman legabi isurim? Because since in order misim atzmi rosha, you're not neman. Are you by becoming sold as an eved ivri, you become muta b'shiv chaknainis? And muta b'shiv chaknainis is the isur that you're taking away. So how can you be believed? So Minchas Chinuch wants to say that this is chazak. Once you're neman to be sold, you're sold as an eved ivri. Once you saw Neved Ivri as a derivative, as a first derivative, you become allowed to be, quote unquote, married Shivcha Knainis. So even though your nemonos now is affecting the Isur of Shivcha Knainis, and on that, in Odom Isim Asbe Rosha, but since you're Neman Legabe Demomenes, you are Neman. That is what Minchas Chinuch says. So the Kli Chemda already points out. But is mash for the Minchas Chinuch legabe the halacha that you're neman b'gneva? That's for sure you're neman b'gneva. Now, the Or Sameach argues, and the Or Sameach says, because when do you go ahead and you're neman b'din oidos baldin, you're neman on the chiyuv momin. You are not neman what kind of a chiyuv momin. You're neman on the final result that you are liable to pay. How did this liability come? You're not neman. So the pshad is, the Beis Din believes that you were, you owe the money, but they don't believe that you owe the money because you stole. So the Rasabeh wants to say that you are not neman to be sold. On that, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, in the Shirin Makis, says it's not mashma, right? Because Ein Adam Eisi Matzma Rosha is only legabe the nemonos of a mindset which is not get to momin. To momin, we say it does baldin. It does baldin the chi of momin. A person is neman on the narrative. Why is chayev also? Because it's a chi of momin. So once he goes ahead and he says that he stole, we are neman that's a chi of momin of gneva. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch is right. He's neman to be sold. Now the question becomes, is he muter b'shivcha knainis or not? Okay? So this is how the Minchas Chinuch. Now, the Kli Chemda argues, and the Kli Chemda says the following. The Kli Chemda says that Lechoira, that's not the case. Because first of all, okay, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. First, let me ask you, add your Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel says like this: the chiyuv gnev. We know that the chiyuv to be sold for a person not being able to fulfill a monetary obligation, it's only limited by gneva. By gzela, that's not true. By nezek, if a person is mazik, if a person did gzela, right, which is gzela veigzol lachonis miyodei, those chiyuv imomim. If he doesn't have to pay, he owes the money and he pays later. So there is no halacha that he has to pay. That chiyuv to pay and to be sold is only by gneva. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is mistapek. What's the chiyuv? What's the mechayev to be sold? Is it a punishment on the mechira, on the gneva? The gneva means that the person did gneva, and therefore he has a punishment on the gneva that if he doesn't have to pay, he gets sold. If that is the case, even though he's neman on the tashlumim, But he's not neman to be sold, because to be sold is a punishment on the gneva, and on the gneva, it adamis masmarosha. But if you hold that no, it's the chiv mechira is a chiv adin of the tashlumim, that if tashlume gnevas are such that you have to pay, and if you don't have how to pay, you get sold. But it's not a special punishment on the mechira, it's a din on the tashlumim. If it's a din on the tashlumim, once you're neman on the chiyuv momin, and you're neman on the narrative of the chiyuv momin, so merely if you don't have to pay, you get sold. But says Reb Shmuel Zofsky that it's possible to say also that even if it's a chiyuv on the tashlumim, it's an additional chiyuv on the tashlumim. So the odom, the fact that those ba'oidos baltin kimeidim domi, the person's name is only them on the chiyuv moment. These special alochas and the special details on the tashlumim moment, perhaps he's not neman. So says Reb Shmuel that it's possible that even if it's a chiyuv moment, he's still not neman. And he says, Hagam Shamrinan, the linea momin neman, almaisha gneva, me call ani milinas as hus momin, she is la haviro all of neman, loima shumach mashagon of Esli. The chiyuv momin could be chal, and the chiyuv momin is a narrative. But to chiyuv neman is a chiyuv tashlumin di gneva, that becomes not only that you are chayev in the narrative, but you turn this into tashlumi gneva, which there is a haloch of nimka be gneva, so perhaps you are not neman. So says the Mir, says the Shmuel, there are two reasons to say why you're not neman. Number one, because perhaps the gnev, the chiyuv mechira is a chiyuv on the ma'isa gneva, and on that you're not neman. But even the chiyuv on the chiyuv momin is not just a chiyuv momin, it's a derivative, it's a halocha on the chiyuv momin. So the chiyuv momin that you're neman, you're neman on the chiyuv momin, but you're not neman on a chiyuv momin shel gneva to qualify a momin shel gneva. So perhaps you are not nimkar begnevosoi in a case of hoido. The Klichemda wants to say that perhaps the aloch of Ninka Begnevosoi is a din knas. And therefore, a person is not named Gabi Knas, is Moide Beknas, and Moide Beknas is Potter. So, Nafkimino will be between this word, if it's the word like the Reb Shmuel Zofsky says in Marcus, the Pshat is if Eidim come afterwards that he stole, then he becomes Chayev, a regular Tashlumi Gneva, and he gets sold. According to the Klichemda, if it's a din knas, the second year moide is moide biknas, v'achar kach bo oedim, is still potter. So this will be potter, very interestingly, that perhaps the Klichemda wants to say that if you're moide, not only you're not obligated to be sold through your hoido patters you to be from being sold, even if some oedim come later on. And he says the following, the raya he wants to quote is the Divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes like this, Gonav razeh v'chozer v'gonav razeh. If you stole from somebody, then you stole again from somebody else, kulam shutofim boy. The idea is that if there's no money to pay, the guy gets sold, and the money gets divided or gets allocated proportionally according to the gneivas. Frakter, one second. Once a person is goinav, and there's a chiv moment, the chiv moment is chal. And if he doesn't have to pay, he gets sold. So when the second chiyuv gneva comes, lechoira, you should be able only to bichal any money extra from the first gneva. Why do they get allocated? Lechoira, once the shibud is chal from the first gneva, what's left over could be chal on the second gneva. So why do you divide proportionally between all the robberies that he did? Lechoira, the first robber should take first. Whatever is left over of his value when he sold, goes to the second robbery. Why did they get allocated? Al-Korchach, like the Rambam says, because the Chiyuv Mechira is only Chayev once the Bezdin Pamoda Bedin, once the Bezdin Pasks that he has to pay, then the Chiyuv Momen is Chal. So he says, you see, it's a Din Bezdin. If it's a Din Tashlumim, it should be Chal on the Chiyuv Tashlumim is Chal. The fact that the Chiyuv Mechira is only Chal be Bezdin, he wants to say, is because it's a Knas. Since it's a loch of knas, it's only chal b'shas ha-bezdin. According to Reb Shmuel Zofsky, is also the bezdin, the one that paskens chiyuv gneva, either a direct punishment or the or qualification of the chiyuv gneva, and therefore the mechir is only chal b'shas p'sak bezdin. But you see, beferush, that's not just a derivative of the chiyuv momin, because the chiyuv momin was chal b'shas gneva, not b'shas avodas bedin. The fact that they get a portion b'shas avodas bedin, you see that something else, and therefore a person is not neman on himself. That's what he wants to make a right. He said that's a givaldik raya. that would answer the kasha the Minchas Chinuch has. Minchas Chinuch has a kasha on Tosfos. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes the following idea. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that Reb Simloi was by Ushpizichni, was in the hotel, and the hotel owner was a mamzer. And he said, if I would have known, you would have told me, I would have said, you know, something, steal money, and then don't have money to pay, you're going to be sold as an eved, you'll be able to marry a shivcha, and your kids will be ois mamzerim. So Tosfos says, Akasha, how can Simlai go ahead and give an advice for the hotel, the innkeeper, to go ahead and to steal and to do iso? Fact, that's his kasha. So, fact, why doesn't Tosfos answer the simple kasha? What he should say instead of the guy, the Simloi should have said, instead of the innkeeper stealing it being high, the innkeeper should have said, "I stole," and he'd have winked to say that it's not true. But his neman mitzado idos baldin. Once his neman, he sold. So why does he have to steal and do an isur? Just be moide. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha on Tosfos. According to Shmuel Ruzovsky and according to the Klichem, that's not a kasha because he's not Neman. To sell that he stole it, either because it's a chiyuv, either is a knas, or is a chiyuv, a oynish bezdin, or is a derivative or qualification of the tashlumi to be tashlumi gneva, and on that he's not Neman. So that answers his kasha. And also, and the Klichem that closed the Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav in the Madura Tinyon wants to say, according to Minchas Chinuch Shita is that the only time you're chayev to be Nimkar B'Gnevosoi is such a Gneva that you're chayev Kefel or Arba V'Chamisha. If it's such a Gneva that you're not chayev Kefel, you're not chayev, you can't be sold either. Okay? Nafkimin is Legabi Hektish, Nafkimin Legabi many other things. Legabe this, that if you steal from the Hekdesh, you're not Nimka B'Gnevosoi because there is no Kefel, there's no Kefel. What's Nogiat Kefel to Nimka B'Gnevosoi? Nimka B'Gnevosoi you only sold to pay for the Keren, to pay for the actual value of the property that you stole. A person doesn't get sold to be paying for the Kefel. So why is he tolling Kefel? He says, if it's a Oynesh Bezdin, it makes sense. The same Kefel as a Knas and the Oynesh Bezdin, Nimkar B'Gnevosoi falls under the same rubric. But the question is, why? Comes out that the Chiyuv Gneva is unique, that the Gneva is Mechayev, either midin Knas, either midin Oynesh, or it gives a Shem Tashlumi Gneva, and this Gneva has an Oynesh, has a qualification that if a person doesn't have to pay, he gets sold as an Eved Ivri. And that's different than anything else. And the question is, why? What's the quid pro quo by Gneva that the Oynesh is Nimkar B'Gnevosoi? Question number one. Question number two. We know that the Gemara says that if a person steals and his Gneva is less than the value that he needs to be sold, he has more value. So the Gemara says if he's worth twice the Gneva, he doesn't get sold. The Rambam changes and the Rambam quotes. So this is the Gemara like this. Muvuar Aloha Idalit, and the Shas is to the Gemara in Kiddushin, that im agon of shovi yoise migneva, the gneva meazuz, shovi meazuz vech. The Rambam says he doesn't have, even if he's worth one extra zuz, Eino nimkar klal. Shenemar, like the Gemara says, v'ninka b'gnevosoi, she'dom of kula mivroi b'gnevosoi. Meaning you have to sell it for the value of the gneva. If you have extra money, you can be sold. And that's why the Rambam says something interesting, that if he stole to several people, and each person, the value of the gneva was less than his full value. But when it comes to Amod HaBedin, they're claiming four gnevas, and the four gnevas together are more than his value, the halacha is he gets sold and divided among them. And Minchas Chinuch asks, one second, when you stole, that gneva is not mechayev mechira. So the chore, if you stole four times, how can they be mitzarev to go ahead and now to be goinev? He says, because the Rambam Shita, as I told you, the chiyuv mechira is only chal b'shas amod bedin, and b'shas amod bedin, you have the four of them together. That's what Minchas Chinuch explains. That's why once the chiyuv amod bedin, there is enough gneva to pay for the value. And the Mechaschon Yosef Bafoni is interesting that if he is a Chiyuv Gneva, let's assume he stole $1,000. And he's worth $1,000.10, says Mechas Chinuch, even a Shav Pruta, he doesn't get sold. And the question is, why not sell him? Because the vast majority will be paid for Mishlam, but the case of the Gemara is 50-50. It makes sense. There's no reason to sell because his value is greater in essence. But if he's greater by 1 cent, sell him and give him the 1 cent back. So $999.99 will be paid for the Gneva, or $1,000 will be paid for the Gneva, and the extra 10 cents will be given to the guy who sold. Why don't you, is there such a halacha? The halacha is v'ninka b'gnevosoi ad sheye muva b'gnevosoi. That's question number two. And the question number three is what the Minchas Chinuch quotes b'shitas Rambam also. The halacha is the following. The halacha is the law is the following, that a ger, shegonov, if a ger was gonov, the law is that he doesn't have, he's not nimker, right? Because he has v'shav el mishpachtoi, and davka v'shav el mishpachtoi, and if he doesn't have ben, if he doesn't have a mishpocho, he's not choizer. So the Rambam says that's Beferush, and that's in the Mechilta. That's the Gemara, so in Me'izu Neshech, in the final from the Aleph. The Aloha is, Ger Tzedek Eino Nikte Beve Divri. Now the Kesev Mishneh there quotes B'Shem Asmag, that he says like the Zeleh Shoyin, Ma Sheshaynino B'Mechilta Bere B'Shmoer B'Kiva Ger Nimkar Beve Divri. Ah, the Mechilta says Ger is Nimkar Beve Divri, which is against the Shas in Me'izu Neshech. Mayre B'Ger Shal Baal Bas, so it's not the Ger himself. If a Ger is Baal Bas Yisrael, that he has now a son, that son is Nimkar Beve Divri, Shemishpachas Em Hiloy Mishpacha, because at least he has a family from the side of his mother. Says the Milchas Chatchum, Uer Vorav, the Ger Abal Agioiris, Mashma, the case of a regular Ger, that Merz Agioiris, Ein HaBen Nimkar, the son is not Nimkar Beve Divri. Why? Because there's no Vishavak Mishpachtoi. You need to have one of the parents Jewish to go back. Frag the Milchas Chinuch, why? L'choyer Abishlema, the Ger has no Mishpocha, because Ger Shenizgar Kekon Shner Adam, he has no Mishpocha. But the son of a Ger, even if the father and the mother are Geirim, Agerim, but he has a Mishpocha, he has parents, he has brothers, so it's called Shavul Mishpachtoi. Why the halacha is that you have to have a parent Mishrol to be able to go, to be able to be called Shavul Mishpachtoi. So he says, and first of all, this is the only case. Every time the halacha is applied to the Ger, a son of a ger, the choyer is a Yisrael mamish. So he says, "In ken adim ger after yesh lo mishpocha lemayla havei mikom mokom kiv lo mishpocha lemayla Yaakov Avinu ein nikra mishpocha." The mishpocha means that you have to be in the trunk, in the root, to be able to go back to Yaakov Avinu. Mize hoitzin ze bigir atmoi. The chidush of the ger is that he doesn't have a mishpocha. Not because he doesn't have a mishpocha, because of their parents, because he doesn't connect to Yaakov Avinu, to Klal Yisrael. So the son of a ger, if the mother and the father get him, he doesn't have. Why? Because he stops by the parents. So one of them has to be. And even if only the mother is Jewish, Mishpachas Em Kriyat Mishpocha, and he could connect to Klal Yisrael through the mother. And the question is why? Bishlama, he has to have a Mishpocha because Vishal Mishpachta. But he has a Mishpocha. Why does he have to be connected to Yaakov Avinu? Mitzad Vishal Mishpachta. So the three questions is, what's the Mida Kenegi Mida? There is a Oynesh and a Knas Miyuchad by Mechira, which is v'imeinlo nimkar b'gnevosoi. Number two, why the mechira has to be, in other words, everything that he sold has to be the value of the gneva. Anything extra cannot be sold. The question is why not? And number three, why a ger needs to be a ger to connect to Klal Yisrael. So to answer all of this, what I want to mention is the Shemishmuel. Shemishmuel calls quotes the Socha Chava David Nezer. David Nezer explained why is this a halacha by Eved Divi, the process in Nika B'Gnevosa, Davka B'Gneva, not by Gzela. Gzela, that doesn't apply by Nezek. This is the only case that if you have no money to pay, you get sold. And he says, why is it called Eved Ivri? We are called Israeli. By each Israeli, we are called Israeli. We're not called Gerim. We're not called Ivrim. Why is it called Eved Ivri? So the Sochar Tshover, David Nezer, explains the following. What does Ivri mean? So they quote the Zohar that says, Eiver hanor yoshlov eisechem me'oilam, maika boyoche elachzo chokmosam me'eiver hanahar me'oilam, elahahu nahar oilam mikre. The other side means the other side, the other world. Like the whole world is on one side of the river, we go to the other bank of the river, which is another world. Says the Svasem, the Shem Yishmol in the Neved Avnezer, Shem Ivri al Shem Ever Anohar. And that's Israel. Israel goes to beyond the river, to the other side. It relates to the world of Pnimius, the world of the internal world. The world, we live in the world of externalities, that everything is external, everything is superficial, everything is visual. We belong to the other side, to the other world, to the world which is an inner reality of the world. That's the world of Pnimius. Klal Yisrael connects to that Nekuda. We all know that there is a Nekuda Yisrael. The Nekuda Yisrael is our chibur between our Neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neshama shenasata bi tehoirahi. We live, our existence, our reality, our consciousness is a consciousness of me'ever lanohar, beyond the river, in the other side of the world, in the inner, internal side of our own souls. And that's the chiddush of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael connects the Kodesh Baruch Hu in an inner self in a very high level. Says David Nezer, Gneva, the reason why Gneva is so terrible is because what's Gneva? Gneva is a scheme to take advantage that nobody's seeing. Like Chazal say, that's why it's Chayev Arba V'Chamisha. What's the word? That nobody's seeing. And he's using the fact that nobody's seeing to create a scheme to take advantage of that. So he's going to the world of Pnimius, that there's nobody who sees it. The world that only he and his own deeper inner reality, and he violates that. Kibiyochol, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see it. The violation of Gneva, which is a plan to take advantage that nobody sees, that you could connect to world, which is the inner reality where only a person resides with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that violation is the ultimate violation of the Eiver Anohar. Says David Nezer, this is why he's Nimka Levet, because that Nekuda is a Nekuda that nobody can touch, nobody can reach. And that Nekuda is a Nekuda that is truly free. Everything else, people and situations can influence and can actually hijack a person. The only part is that nobody can reach, just the person himself is the true freedom. If you violate that, you lose your freedom. And therefore, you become an Eved. And I always tell the Dafka by Gneva. You know why by Gneva he violates also? Because Gneva, you're taking something that doesn't belong to you. The inner world is that there is nothing, just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that Meloi Chol Haaretz Kevoido, everything belongs to him. To take something that doesn't belong to you is Kibiyochol, you're making the inner world Meshuba to somebody else. The Oynesh is that you have to go through a process of 6 years of Avdus to realize what it means to be an Eved, to appreciate what freedom is. And then you go back like a Shabbos, that you go back to your inner self. That Shabbos is Beloshen Shvisa, which is Shvois, which is also Tshuva, right? That you return, you go back to your source. Chazal call it, the Torah says, Ubashvis Yeitze Lachov Shechinam. Chazal call that Yoitze Beshesh. The Eved Ivri is Yoitze B'Shesh, and the Pele is Yoitze B'Shesh, is Yoitze B'Sheva. Says Eved Nezer, no, the Shesh Shonim is an Eved, allow you to appreciate what Chayrus is. And the Chayrus is only when you are with your inner self. So a person violates that and takes the inner self to be Meshuba to somebody else, he needs to go through a process of Eved Ivri, Vim Einoi Venim Karbigni Vosoi, and then he could appreciate and go back to Shviis. That's why the Shviis is not Shemitah. Shvi'is is a person has to go through six, which is the days of the week, which is the reality of the world, which is three-dimensional of time and space. When a person goes through that process as an Eved, he could go back to Shabbos. That's why Chazal says, Yoitze B'shesh. That's why it's called Eved Ivri. Mimele, it's Givaldik. That's the only Shmida connected Mida on Mechira. That's why, says the Klichem, that's Knas on the Mechira, or it's an Oynish on the Mechira, or this is the Hagdora, the definition of Tashlumi Mechira. And the Shemesh Bolo always says, the fact that you don't have money is a riot that you violate, that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a person have nothing. To realize that if you don't have yourself, you have nothing. And that's Nimka Big Nivosei. And that's why the aloha is that you can never sell yourself. You can never lose the freedom unless it's gneva. So says the Rambam, if there is one part of the person who is still free, that is not nim, that the gneva did not take, he can never be sold. That part is free. That's why the aloha is that only if the whole value of the person is nivla, it's if the value of the person is absorbed, it's subsumed through the mechira. And therefore, says by Agir, this is by Klal Yisrael, that you go back to Klal Yisrael, to the big connection, to the root of Klal Yisrael, which is that Nekuda Pnimis. Agir, even though he's Jewish, but he doesn't go back to that Nekuda Pnimis because he doesn't connect to Yaakov Avinu. So for him, you can't blame him. That's why it's not Nim Kabil Nevosri. Somebody that has his Nekuda Pnimis that goes in the deeper sense, in the root, not of his own, but his own source. And he violates that being completely vosay. A ger, even though he's Jewish, but his connection is a connection which is a new connection. So he's not violating the dekuda pnimis, it's not the ever anohar. Therefore, he doesn't get sold. The idea is we have to realize that Klal Yisrael has this mid of ever anohar, that we have to go ahead and to cross the bridge to an inner self, which is true freedom, because nobody can reach, that we go to our source and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize that this is the Nekuda Sacheros. If you violate that, you become an Eved, and Sheish Yomim, Sheish Shonim Tavoid, and then, Bashvis Yetzel Lachov Shechinam, after you become an Eved, you appreciate what freedom truly means. The person can go back into his own Shabbos, which is the 70th.